This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The number of confirmed global infections from the new coronavirus has passed the depressing milestone of 9 million in statistics kept by Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The hardest hit country, the United States, has nearly 2.3 million cases. The number of people who have died from COVID-19 nears 470,000, approximately 120,000 of them in the U.S. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday, the greatest threat now is not the virus itself, but rather the lack of global solidarity and leadership. The WHO reported a global jump of 183,000 new confirmed COVID-19 cases Sunday. That's the largest single-day increase it has recorded since the pandemic began. WHO officials have said for several weeks the focus of the outbreak is in the Americas, and Sunday's numbers showed a one-day rise of more than 116,000 cases in that region. With a vaccine still far from being developed, the WHO has now called for a rapid increase in production of the steroid dexamethasone, which has been shown to have life-saving potential for critically ill patients. Portugal's Prime Minister Antonio Costa said Monday some coronavirus restrictions should be reimposed in the capital of Lisbon to help control outbreaks from the pandemic. He said measures to be introduced starting Tuesday include a restriction on gatherings of more than 10 people and orders for cafes and shops to close at 8 p.m. France took its biggest step yet back to normality by allowing millions of children to return to school. Attendance once again became compulsory for children while up to the age of 15 who return. Swimming pools and cinemas also reopened Monday. This is VOA News.